If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyalston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home. Welcome to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com, your favorite podcast platform. And we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And then the program drops on our podcast platforms at 3:16 p.m. Well, it is Monday, and of course on Mondays you hear a homily from a previous week. If you listen to the podcast, it's from the day before, and if you listen to the radio show, it's from the day before plus 1 week. How's that? So anyway, we're looking at what today's gospel is reflecting on, and we're looking at the Gospel of Mark. So you hear all that and how we deal with that in today's homily. Remember, we are here every single Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, coming from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, which is where we are going as we speak.
Last week, as you remember, we talked about the morality of St. Paul in light of natural law. Well, this week, we're looking at the Gospel of Mark, and this is the first time in ordinary time this year that we look at this gospel. We're looking at, I believe it's chapter 2. And as I told you before, Mark's gospel is the shortest, and it's the first of all the gospels. So it's to be read in a way that you have to add the details on your own. He gives you the basically the skeletal idea of what happened, and you kind of have to think through what was going on at the time. I remember when I took a course, like a seminar course, actually, down in New Jersey with Seton University on doing story homilies, and it happened to be the year of the Gospel of Mark, and I realized how well that gospel works with story homilies just for that reason. Well, then we look and we see what Jesus is doing. He walks by, he's begun his ministry, he walks by and he calls for the disciples, Simon and Andrew, James and John. Now, two of those disciples were first with John the Baptist, and so they follow Jesus. And you can imagine it wasn't just like that, because if you think of it yourself, if Jesus himself came by and said, come follow me, well, there's still a few things you'd have to tie up with your employment and everything else, so it was probably a little bit more to it, but I'm sure John the Baptist said to his two disciples, his many disciples, the two that we see here, when you see the Messiah, follow him. And that's exactly what's going on. And the other two would be influenced by them. And so he's going on to teach them. Now, Mark doesn't exactly tell us what he teaches them. So we kind of look at that and say, well, what's going on? Is he teaching them morality? Well, probably, but he can teach all of that in half an hour. Is he teaching them avoid sin so you can go to heaven? Well, probably. But he can teach that in half an hour. But they were with him all the time. So what is he teaching them that they may have an understanding of what he's all about? Jesus is beginning the next stage of salvation history. And he's bringing them to a whole different understanding of who we are as human beings in a more profound and deeper way. He's teaching them an intimacy with God the Father, something that they will have never heard before. Because remember, even to this day, the Jewish people won't even say his name because his name is so holy, and they won't even write it. Remember, it's G-D because they won't even write it because his name is so holy. And all of a sudden, Jesus comes along and teaches his apostles to have this personal relationship with the Father, that's going to be powerful for them. And you can see that Jesus does a lot of miracles, but that's not what's going to get them to follow him. It's more than that. It's what he's teaching and helping them understand in a whole new way of realizing not only the world they are in, not only who God is, but who they are. And that's most likely what's going on, and probably the way he's teaching is very powerful. Oh, a while ago, I took a course in restorative justice. Actually, it was a whole program in restorative justice, and it has a lot of roots in Native American spirituality. And if you've ever heard Native Americans teach from their background, they will always do something like this. I obviously don't know one of the stories, but they always say, Eagle one day was speaking to Moose. And when Eagle spoke to Moose, he said, and that story would go from there. Well, you can imagine, maybe Jesus wouldn't have used the same stories, but he would have used that technique of explaining to them over lunch, over dinner, over breakfast, maybe even while he was cooking, as he did after he resurrected. We don't know, but explaining and talking and laughing and smiling and telling all these things that they hadn't heard from anyone else before. And that leads them to follow him. Cardinal Robert Sarah talks about how we're in a time of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is calling us to this new understanding, and that probably is what the way Jesus was speaking to them in that powerful way. And so as we look at that, we also see the people who were against him. And because they were standing up and they were following the rule, and that's the way they looked at it, and this is the rule, this is the law, and they got very angry with Jesus because here he was personalizing all of the law, but they kept it more in so strong that it was almost a tyranny. And if you read the Gospel of Mark as a unit, you'll see that Jesus comes to break down that tyranny and to change. And this is also what he's teaching the apostles. So as he's calling them, he's giving them a whole new way of understanding the world around us. Now we have to think how Jesus is speaking. I always like to use the example of suddenly you get transferred back to the 16th century. Well, you know a lot of information, but you can't say all of it to anyone in the 16th century. You have to explain to them in a way they understand. As a matter of fact, if you talk about some of the stuff we're going through now, they'll burn you as a witch. So you have to speak in a way as they understand. Well, Jesus would have to do the same thing. But remember, Jesus is fully human, fully divine. And everything that we understand now and more, he understood then, but he couldn't communicate it. If we think about it, 100 years ago, no one knew what a black hole is. Now we've seen a picture of a black hole. Imagine what our science will be in 1,000 years and realize Jesus knew more than that. So we understand all of that. And here he's trying to communicate this new understanding to the apostles, and they're following and hanging on his every word. Now I'm going to ask you to do something this week. We're looking at Jesus calling the apostles, and he called us at our baptism. So during this week, I'd like you to think of putting this in your prayer, asking the Lord to keep you open this year to everything he wants to teach you, to everything he wants to show you, to everything he wants to put into your life that leads you to that deeper understanding of who he is, who you are, who we are, and who the world is around us. So be open to where the Lord is taking us. So put that in your heart, in your prayer, and think of that also within the context of the parish.
You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. Well, I have a suggestion for you. If you want to attend Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Allston, I'd like to extend to you a standing invitation to our 10 o'clock AM Mass every Sunday. So what I'd like you to do is just to come to experience Mass, but you may say, well, wait a minute, I'm not ready to contribute for the collection. I'm not going to commit yet. I just want to come and experience and maybe see if this is a parish I'd like to help build up using my talents. Well, that would be great. So here's what I'm going to ask you to do. If you feel self-conscious that you may be sitting there when the collection basket comes around, all I want you to do is to write the word radio down on a piece of paper and put that into the collection. You'll say, well, I'm not contributing anything. You're contributing your presence, and that's important. Now, remember, that only goes for St. Anthony Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. It doesn't go for any other parish or church, so keep that in mind. So if you don't currently call a local parish home and you want to sit in on a Sunday Mass, this standing invitation is for you. Come on down to St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street in Allston, Massachusetts, conveniently located just a stone's throw from Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. And remember, do not throw the stone. Well, again, one of the things to keep in mind, as I said from my homily, is allow yourself to let the Lord lead you this week. And when you do that, you allow the Lord to let you lead you, not only this week, but be open this entire year. Kind of like, again, you're going to see this in Mark all the time. There's so much you can do with something that St. Ignatius taught was to imagine scenarios that we see in the Bible. So imagine that the apostles, which I'm sure is true, learned a lot of things that they never understood until they encountered Jesus. What is the Lord going to show you this year? Now, this year is the book of the Holy Spirit. And by the way, I have a book recommendation for you. This is not a paid endorsement. It is Catechism of the Spiritual Life, and that is from Cardinal Robert Sarah. That I'm going to recommend it to you. It's excellent. And he talks about the movement of the Spirit, which, as you know, us Catholics, we don't have a tendency to focus on that. And he says that's a real problem. So I absolutely recommend it. And we're going to look at how we can be open this year to the Lord leading us where He is calling us to be. We'll see you tomorrow. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com, and you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. If you are searching for a meaningful spiritual experience, look no further than St. Anthony's Parish in Allston, Massachusetts. Join us at 43 Holton Street in between Soldiers Field Road and the Mass Pike. Immerse yourself in the complete St. Anthony's Parish encounter through our 10 o'clock a.m. chanted Mass. Whether you're a Catholic seeking a parish to call home or someone looking for spiritual guidance, our welcoming community is here for you. Visit our website at www.stanthonyallston.org for more information. St. Anthony's Parish, where faith finds a home.